This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Storm surges into Midwest.
We were going to go to Chicago, but no, that's out now.
Ukraine's message to Congress.
We will win because we are united.
The disgraced crypto king.
Samuel Bankman-Fried is now in FBI custody.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A storm system packing snow, strong winds, and bitter cold is creeping through the upper Midwest now. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
This fierce winter storm is causing four seasons worth of weather, nearly three quarters of the country, under some kind of an alert, and it's mostly for snow and bitter cold, even into areas that don't see this kind of cold sometimes in decades.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it's affecting holiday travel plans for millions of people.
Sounds good to get stuck in Jamaica, but...
The bomb cyclone is blowing up Theo and Nicole Williams' beach vacation. They're skipping out early to beat the storm home for Christmas.
Whatever plans we have, we want them to be our plans, not the weather's plans or the airport's plans.
In the Department of Transportation's Operations Center, Secretary Pete Buttigieg and his team are monitoring the potential impacts as some of the nation's busiest airports sit in the path of blizzard-like conditions.
A lot of impacts on some of our key hubs.
By early Thursday morning, hundreds of today's flights were already canceled at Chicago O'Hare. Wyoming state troopers battled negative 18-degree temperatures and zero visibility responding to more than 100 crashes. In Georgia, it's bracing for a rare hard freeze as Arkansas plans to treat roads ahead of possible wintry mix in the deep south.
This morning, the Kremlin accused the U.S. of fighting an indirect war against Russia. CBS's Christina Ruffini says it comes after announcement of a new American aid package and a visit from Ukraine's president.
Dressed in his battle greens and greeted by an extended standing ovation, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took his fight to Congress.
Ukraine is alive and kicking.
Arguing that it's in America's own interest to support Ukraine.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy.
After enduring 11 months of Russian bombardment, Ukrainians are fighting off battle fatigue, not only among their forces, but from partners and allies, including the United States. Congress is set to approve a $45 billion assistance package for Ukraine, the largest yet. With Republicans set to take control of Congress, the Ukrainian leader has the tough task of trying to convince some members of the party that this isn't open-ended financial support.
Can't keep up with it. We're just flushing money out, and we don't know where it's going.
More from Ukraine and CBS's Ian Lee.
The Russians may have fled Bucha, but their presence still haunts the town. Zhaneta Butenko has no water, no electricity, and no family. She says the Russians took everything from her, including her sense of humor. The 83-year-old adopted an abandoned dog named Charlie. Zhaneta melts snow and ice for them to drink while food aid keeps them alive.
What would life be like without this kind of assistance?
There's no way I would survive, she tells me.
Now to the southern border, where CBS's Omar Villafranca reports thousands of migrants are waiting to see if a restrictive U.S. policy is lifted.
In just the last week alone, nearly 6,000 migrants have been shuttled through El Paso to cities across the country to process their immigration claims.
New York or Chicago?
But that still leaves thousands of migrants in El Paso. And with shelters overcrowded, city leaders opened the convention center overnight. It can house more than 1,000 migrants. They want to get as many people as possible off the streets, with temperatures dropping below freezing this week.
Yo quiero darles a todos. Quiero, pero no tengo.
And now conditions are getting worse with a potentially deadly cold snap on the way. Yet the line to enter El Paso does not end. Up to 1,000 people wait along the fence. Stephanie Rubio and her 2-year-old son traveled here from the Dominican Republic. You want a future?
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is now back in the U.S. from the Bahamas to face fraud charges. Federal prosecutor Damian Williams says two of his associates have pleaded guilty to charges connected to the crypto firm's collapse.
If you participated in misconduct at FTX or Alameda, now is the time to get ahead of it. We are moving quickly, and our patience is not eternal.
The final report from the House committee investigating the Capitol attack is emerging. The full 800-page document coming out today concludes that then-President Trump criminally plotted to overturn his election defeat and provoked his supporters to violence. A Republican report blames security lapses and says the investigation was political theater. CBS's Steve Dorsey has more this morning on new federal pushback on robocalls.
We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty.
We've all had spam calls just like this. Now the FCC has proposed a $300 million fine against a similar scheme run by two California men. It's the largest penalty ever proposed by federal regulators over unwanted phone calls. There's been no comment yet from the operators of the 5 billion illegal robocalls, which were made to a 500 million phone numbers last year, according to the FCC.
The CDC says life expectancy in this country fell for a second straight year in 2021 to the lowest level since 1996. CBS's Cammy McCormick says more deaths are blamed on two key factors.
COVID-19 and opioid overdoses drove the numbers higher. COVID was the third leading cause of death for a second straight year in 2021 after cancer and heart disease. And overdose deaths have risen fivefold over the past two decades. The higher death rates have now cut life expectancy to 76.4 years, down from 77 years. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death.
Washington State is suing the store chains Albertsons, Kroger, and Rite Aid for the roles their pharmacies allegedly played in the opioid crisis, and that state has settled with drug companies for $400 million.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The TSA says it confiscated a record number of guns at airports this year. Other prohibited things, too.
Hockey sticks, bowling pins, construction tools, brass knuckles, knives, all among the items that the TSA has confiscated here in Orlando. The agency's Sari Koshetz.
A typical rule to use is if you don't want the passenger sitting next to you to have that item, then you should think about it and not bring that in your carry-on bag.
Koshet says statewide, TSA has seized more than 800 guns from carry-ons.
People say they just simply forgot. Well, that's not an excuse.
She says anybody caught with a firearm could face civil and criminal charges, along with a $15,000 fine. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
After winning the World Cup, Argentina is still behind number one Brazil in the latest FIFA rankings. Runner-up France is third, and the United States is up a few notches to 13th. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question, from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.